Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Gave you the sounds of just celebration. And this is how we opened Heart to Heart. And the song that I just gave to you is Urain. And on the lead there, Pastor Jabu Hlongwane. And Yama family, he reigns forever. He is the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. We cannot compare him. He's incomparable. He is God by himself. He doesn't need anything to help him become God. He remains God. And yes, this is Heart to Heart. Let me say thanks to Wumvain and Rousseau together with Pastor Rocky with Skriftierlik. I know that you always have a great time with the two, and we learn quite a lot whenever we tune in and our questions are answered. Whatever questions that we have on the Word. And so today I am also delighted, my family right here on Heart to Heart. I am joined by Dion Gerber, and he is coming from Need a Prayer. He is on the other side with me. Mr. Gerber, hoe gaan dit met u vandag?
Baie goed, dankie.
Ja, my Afrikaans is nie bad nie, ne?
So that's why I think we will do it in English.
But it's coming, ne?
Yeah. No, you're coming along well.
Welcome. And today we're talking about You Need Prayer. Tell us a little bit about who You Need Prayer is.
Okay. Before I start getting to that, I just want to remind you that I'm a pastor.
Yes.
And pastors are always looking for opportunities to preach.
Yeah.
That's a mixture of preaching and teaching. Mm-hmm. So when I'm...
To preach.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. To preach is to preach and teach together.
Yes.
And so when I'm getting too excited, just rein me in and calm me down, because I'm very excited about this whole thing about Need Prayer and everything.
Yeah.
And where did it all begin?
Yes.
I want to start with this great command that God gave us in Matthew 8:28, verse 19. It's a well-known scripture where Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
Yes.
Now, this command is for every believer. Every church has got this responsibility to make disciples.
Mm.
And the word go is the word for travel and journey. So what Jesus is saying here, throughout your journey with me, take seize every opportunity to make disciples, to tell people about me. And that was the start of Need Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit gives a unique method for every believer to make disciples.
Right.
Everyone is not the same, and everybody is not going the same route to make disciples.
Mm, mm.
And Need Prayer is a route that the Holy Spirit gave us to make disciples. We call it prayer evangelism. And because the heart of God is to win souls.
Yes.
And this is just another method that God gave us to win souls for his kingdom and his glory. So when did it start? About 2 years ago, my wife and I and one of my sons, he's a businessman in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving through one of the suburbs in Pretoria, Brooklyn, And he saw a great billboard with the inscription, Jesus Saves. Mm. And immediately, from his business perspective, mm-hmm. he asked himself, how can you measure the impact of these words, Jesus Saves? It is just words that is reflected on a billboard. And immediately the Holy Spirit gave him a vision of establishing a call center where people can phone in and on a toll-free number, mm-hmm. and where people on the other side will receive the calls and pray for people. Mm. So, and at that stage, the Holy Spirit was starting to create this whole vision yeah. in us. And now we must understand one thing. Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Bible says, it's a great prophecy about Jesus Christ. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. Mm-hmm. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives mm-hmm. and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, we must understand that the anointing is not some mysterious power that is flowing in the church meeting or not. No, the anointing, we have been anointed for a specific assignment. Mm. And the anointing that came upon us for the need prayer was a specific assignment to raise up this whole concept practically, okay. to implement it so that we can reach people and souls for the kingdom of God. Mm. Then we started, because if you want to answer the anointing, the assignment that God gives you, we must remember it takes effort, it takes blood, sweat and tears to raise this thing up. You need perseverance, pull it through, go through with that, and then we started connecting with people, how we can raise this thing up, establish it, and getting phone systems in order, creating a website and everything.
Like
and
a call center.
Pardon?
Telephone systems like a call center.
That's correct. Yeah. Wow. That's correct. Mm-hmm. And on this need prayer placard is also the toll-free number. So when people phone that number, other people will
respond.
Our
on the
prayer
other
partners
side.
Will be on the other side to answer the calls and to pray for them. And our assignment is very important, to stay true to the assignment that God gives you.
All right.
Yeah. Our assignment is to pray for people.
All right.
And we are not counselors. We are not teachers. We are not preachers. We are not there to take them through counseling and everything. But to accommodate that, we are raising up a network of partners, churches, ministries, counselors, and everything, because you receive calls from people who are drug addicts, okay. who are addicted to something,
yeah.
or has got emotional problems.
Yeah.
So then we refer them
to a counselor.
To a counselor, to a church, and so it took us about a year and a half to establish everything, to get everything in order, because it cost money. Thousands of rands were spent. And at last we launched in middle of April this year.
Wow.
And we started, we employed a team leader and prayer partners and with fully paid salaries and everything. So we don't use volunteers. We use people. We've had interviews with them, and they man the phones virtually not 24/7, because we also have a website. People can go on the website, okay. And there's different ways to communicate with us via email, okay. Live chat, WhatsApp, right. And phone calls, and
all
so
right.
on.
All right. I'm glad that you mentioned the kind of prayers that come through. People with different challenges in their lives just come through. So whenever somebody calls in to ask for prayer, is it an opportunity to also share Christ? I heard that Pastor Herbert said that we are all about praying. So is it an opportunity to say, do you have a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know him as Lord and Savior?
Yeah, that is the most important part of the conversation.
Right.
We ask the people phone in. They say, we want prayer for this or for that. And we pray for them. And then the most important question is, do you have a relationship? Do you know the Lord?
Yeah.
And if they know the Lord, the next question is, do you have a relationship with the Lord?
Mm.
And the past couple of months, we had quite a number of salvations,
mm-hmm.
people who gave their lives to the Lord.
Wow.
And then we had quite a number of recommitments. People who recommitted their lives,
yes,
to the Lord.
Because they have been like a distance away from the Lord.
That's it.
Okay.
So our whole purpose is to get people in a relationship with God.
Wow.
Because what we came to know about, and this is an expression that we have learned, people tend to speak Christianese. That's a special Christian language.
They have learned it. They came, visited our churches.
That's
they know everything about the Word,
yeah.
But they don't have a relationship themselves with
and
Christ.
That is very important to us.
Okay.
And our ultimate goal is, because the Bible says in Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And the moment we get people to have a relationship with the Lord, those people and each and every one of us must be fruitful in the kingdom of God. We are not just saved to go to heaven.
Mm.
Heaven is a bonus. You must die to go to heaven. But we are on earth in the kingdom of God. So my passion for people is to equip them properly to function fully in the kingdom of God. And that's very important to us, because the first thing that God created when he created the whole creation,
mm-hmm.
and he recreated it, then he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let
uh-huh.
them reign and have dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave us a mandate: be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue the earth, and have dominion.
Mm.
That's a mandate that God gave his creation at the beginning of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And God never ever deviated from that purpose. So each and every one of us has got a purpose in life, a purpose from God, a purpose in life. God created us for that. And our ultimate goal is, how can we get people to be fully functional, practically, in the kingdom of God? That is very important for us. So at this stage, we have a team leader and a couple of prayer partners, and they're working from home at the moment. And I'm telling you, every day we get the stats of what has happened the previous day, and it's so exciting to see how this thing is growing and growing, and the different prayer requests that we get, and the people we lead to the Lord and get them saved, and the other people that get them recommitted. And at this stage, we still, and if there are churches and pastors listening, please connect with us so that we can...
We want a bigger team.
Make your, part of the network that we can refer people to.
All right. Pastor Gerbrand, let's take a break and then come back. I want to talk about Need Prayer's relationship with Radio Pulpit as well. And, I see some family members already asking for the toll-free number. So the toll-free number is 0801-229-015. That's the toll-free number. It's 0801-229-015. That's the number that you can call and ask for prayer. 0801-0801. Did you get that? 229-015. Alternatively, you can go to their site on the web or their webpage, needprayer.co.za. We're coming back with Pastor Gerber.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku app yethu noma ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The time now, 26 minutes, just before 1. You are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we will be saying hello to Germany, Johan Els. And yes, we just gave you the sounds of David D. Blessed be the Lord, right here on Heart to Heart. Ek is nie alleen. Ek is met Pastoor Moruti. I'm with Moruti Dion Gerber. Ons praat oor Need Prayer. And I see family members are asking about the toll-free number that I gave out earlier. Lee, the number is 0801-229-015. So that is the number that you can dial. Moruti, will they find someone right now if they call that number? Is there somebody right now who will answer them?
Yes, for
on
sure.
On the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
There are people ready.
There are people ready, waiting for you. So if you need prayer, then that is the number that you can dial. And the number again is 0801-229. I think I made a mistake with the other one. It's 229-015. That's the correct number.
Yeah.
All righty then. So, yeah, that's the number. I've just sent it to you, Leon. Luella, let me just correct it there. I think I typed an 8 when I was supposed to type a 9. So it's a 9 there. That's the correct one. That's the correct one. So there's a relationship now that Need Prayer has with Radio Pulpit. Tell us about it.
Yeah. The greatest challenge of any type of ministry like this is how do you get this message over to the people? So we have spent thousands of rands on advertisements in washing rooms, in different malls right across South Africa, and billboards and so forth. And at the moment we are spreading pamphlets all over Pretoria.
Right.
We've got also a WhatsApp number there that people can communicate with us. And and in one wonderful way, we came into contact with Radio Pulpit.
Right.
And that was, I think, a month or 2 or 5 weeks ago. And already we are busy establishing a good working relationship with Radio Pulpit, where in future, when people phone into Radio Pulpit for prayer, that call will immediately be redirected to our toll-free number. So people will be able to receive prayer from our prayer partners. And that is the great thing, and we are very grateful for Radio Pulpit accommodating us in this way. And we believe we're going to reach so much
many
more people,
sure,
for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, I believe so, because Radio Pulpit is always inundated with calls, with WhatsApp messages as well, to say, can you pray for my son? Can you pray for me? Can you pray? You know, and lots and lots of people do need prayer. So having need prayer on our side, it's also going to make our work much better as Radio Pulpit.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Pastor Gerber, do we also have, because I think Luella was also asking if there are other numbers, like, do we now have a WhatsApp number that they can call as well?
Yes, can I read that to you?
Yes, please.
That's 069.
As I also type it in, 069.
843. 4276.
Can we repeat that?
069-843-4276.
And that is a WhatsApp number.
That's the WhatsApp.
So they can send a WhatsApp to say, I need prayer on this.
Yes, yes. And
okay,
they will immediately. I'm telling you, since we've put up the WhatsApp number, we received numerous conversations on that, and recommitments, and we can just engage with people. And because on a WhatsApp, you can tell more as compared to on a call.
Yes.
It's so more personal, I believe.
Yes, and yes.
And the people, they are really going for that.
Mm-hmm. So then a WhatsApp number, my family, is 069-843-4276.
Correct.
069-843-4276. So that's where you can send your messages and ask for prayer in that. And so for pastors, I heard Muruti talking about pastors as well, and churches who would like to be involved in this. How do they do that?
Yeah, they can phone me. I'll give my number. 082.
Right.
396-5151.
082?
396-5151.
All righty then. So this is for pastors and churches who'd like to be involved.
Yeah, who want to be part of our network of referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that we want to do. We won't bother you with anything else for finances. Or we never will ask you for money. Or we just want people who are willing to accommodate souls and people who are struggling with some emotional or addiction issue.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. And yes, my family, you can also call the Radio Pulpit line for prayer requests on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1222. That is the line again, 012-334-1222. And also you can connect with Need Prayer on 0801-229-015. Alternatively, that WhatsApp number that I have given to family members, 069-843-4276. And you will find somebody to pray with you. And if you have listened very clearly to Pastor Kharbar, he mentioned that we are not counselors. We will connect you to counselors. What we do, we pray for you. We connect you with the Lord. If you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we will connect you to that relationship. We will tell you how you can have a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ and then connect you to the relevant people like counselors as well. And I know that in our lifetime, every one of us, there's a time when we need someone to stand with us in prayer, right?
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So what?
And, we've got some good follow-up work. So if somebody has given his or her life to the Lord or recommit, we've got very good material to send them,
mm-hmm.
because we want to keep connected with that person, stay connected with that person, and give some follow-up material that we can do. But not physical counseling and so on.
Yeah. So your closing statement?
Pardon?
Your last words?
My last word is, please phone us. We are ready.
Don't fight alone.
Yeah, we are ready. Yeah, please don't struggle on your own. There are people out there who are ready and willing to manifest the love and the grace and the power of God to you. And I'm telling you, the feedback that we get from the people, prayers are answered, people got healed, and people got saved. I just want to tell this. There was one Muslim lady who phoned in, and we led her to the Lord. And she gave her life over to Jesus. And we've got tremendous testimonies coming in from as a result of Need Prayer.
From different walks of life.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pastor Kharbar, for talking to us today. Yes, may God heal through your team. May he minister to his people through the team that you're working with and all those who are going to also join in, jump in, and become part of this awesome, awesome initiative to pray for God's people. All of us need prayer. And
Amen.
Some of us, we come to a point where we can't pray for ourselves. It becomes really hard because of the circumstance or situation that we find ourselves in. And you need somebody to hold your hand and say, I'm here with you. Let's stand in prayer. So thank you so much for this initiative. May God awesomely bless you.
Thank you. I thank you for the great opportunity we have to tell you more about this wonderful mission and ministry.
And yes, my family, that is Pastor Kharbar from Need Prayer. Go to their website to find out more. Needprayer.co.za, 0801-229-015 is the toll-free number, 069-843-4276. And that is the WhatsApp line. Also, you can call our Radio Pulpit prayer line for prayer requests on 012-334-1222. Thank you so much, sir.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.